another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, predictability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always on time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course. We give it to you every single morning. I hope you go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Friday morning. Can you believe it? December 20th already. I know I say it every single morning. It's 7:41, and we are exactly 4 days, 16 hours, 18 minutes, and 23 seconds away from Christmas. We're so honored to have you this morning and every morning. And every morning, we encourage you. Today is the absolute last day of school for school kids. We encourage you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Make sure that you remember that they are in effect until 9 a.m. I know some kids are getting out early today. Others are on a full schedule. But I know that kids are just literally bursting with excitement inside. They are so ready for the holiday, and we are too. So as you're traveling in and you're getting there, remember, on time is late and early is on time. And I know that we all have it in us on Friday, because this is the day that we all simply love to love. But this is what I want to remind you of. And every single day, not only in the mornings, but throughout the day, afternoon, we see so many people walking, so much foot traffic. And so as we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones, got to remind you about pedestrians. And then I want to remember to remind you about seat belts. They're so important, and many of us have not just gotten in the habit over the years and years of driving, of buckling up. We want to encourage you, start to make sure that you buckle up. The life that you save could be your own. Please watch out for school buses. Help our school bus drivers get our babies to school. And when I say babies, I mean that collectively. I don't care how old they are, they're still our babies. They're standing at bus stops, they're waiting for the bus. So please make sure that you stay engaged. Stay off of those mobile devices and watch out for yourself, watch out for kids and other drivers. And if you have not noticed, the traffic is just, I mean, it is bumper to bumper. People are excited, they're out Christmas shopping, and that intensifies tempers and personalities on the road. So please make sure that you remember to remain in the holiday season when you get behind that wheel. Love on somebody. Be patient. Be mindful. And then lastly, help our crossing guards. You know that they work so really hard, and our resource officers. And every single morning that we drop off, I just say kudos to our resource officer, because it just looks like he loves what he's doing. He greets us. He greets every car. He makes sure that the kids are in and out safely, and even in pickup, he's still there directing traffic, making sure that it works. So if that's one thing that you can be grateful for that. Hey, everybody, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. You're on point, and this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. Talking about refinancing in the new year, getting those interest rates down lower. Well, you know what? For me, there's nothing like women who take the bull by the horn, like the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage, and get her done. Yes, they are relentless. They have got years and years of experience, and they can help you. Also, if you're planning to purchase a home in the new year, if that's going to be your Christmas gift from you to your family, or for you and your family, they can help. Or if you're just investing, here's the number, 318-561-8020. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, they're building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. It's 7:45, y'all. It's Friday. December 20th. 4 days, 16 hours, 14 minutes, and now 10 seconds until Christmas. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We got to get a break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you who's on point with Real Women Real Talk this Friday. Stay with us, everybody. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksandHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org. R473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you.
Love and happiness.
One conversation at a time.
Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:57 a.m. Central Standard, 8:57 Eastern, and it's Friday, Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And I don't know about you, but as Christmas approaches, I do feel a sense of mellowness. You know, I don't feel the frenzy that most people are feeling. DC and I were out last night doing some things for our home and making some repairs, and we encountered a lady that we knew, and we were saying Merry Christmas, and she said, "Are you guys ready for Christmas?" And I said, "Absolutely we are." And I think that we have really over magnified what Christmas is in terms of doing instead of being, if that makes sense. And not only this year, but in the past few years, DC and I have learned and are learning to just simply be. That it's not about all of the things, it's just about being. And as I was talking with my cousin on yesterday, I was talking to Laura, and we were just talking about my nanny and, you know, people that are not going to be here for Christmas. And so, you know, for us, it will be celebrating not only the lives of people that are no longer here, but really celebrating the family that we have that is here, that is present, and being very present. And I said to a friend just a couple of days ago at lunch that as I get older, I'm starting to learn the significance of family and what that means. Welcome my sister. She's in for the holidays all the way from Illinois. Sissy, good morning and welcome. And she would probably say, you know what, I still don't have enough time, but I am really, really, Lisa Campo, good morning and welcome, trying to just be and be present with the people that I love and the people that are important. What about for you this Christmas?
You know, I'm right there with you. I just really want to focus on the gifts that cannot be bought. True happiness in your family, true expression of love between your spouse, your children, whoever your significant other is, just true time of gathering and family worship and really remembering this is Christmas, guys. Mm-hmm. This is not about gift. This is not the gift buying season. This is the season of Christ. Mm-hmm. And we are blurred. Our vision is blurred by our media and society and what we should give. And, you know, Craig and I, we've been on a journey, and we'll have the least under our tree this year than we have in years, but it's going to be the most blessed Christmas.
And I was saying, you know, as you stepped out, I was saying that DC and I have been on this journey for a while of making it not about gift giving,
but making it about celebrating Christ, Christ's birthday, celebrating what God has given us, and just being. We are learning how to just be instead of do. Now, of course, we know that everybody wants to receive gifts, and it's great to be able to give gifts. But, you know, when I look at the reports of retailers saying, oh, Christmas is sales are down, and, you know, everybody's trying to get people in. And it's great, you know, it's great for the economy. But I think that we get in such a frenzy about buying and about getting the right gift and about the way it looks that we sort of just forget why we celebrate Christmas.
You know, it's such a buzz. And, I'm going to go back again to what you said to me months and months ago, Neil. Just sit still during this time with your family in front of the fire, in front of the glow of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about Christmas. And I told my family last night as I was finishing wrapping some of the final gifts for his family, my family, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, it's very sad. The woman who buys every gift, wraps every gift, gets up, does a load of laundry, cooks dinner, comes back, continues to wrap.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who gets the least.
Mm.
She's the one who is thanked the least. Mm. She is the one who is appreciated the least. And so I did stop last night. I'd gotten up from the gifts. We were in the kitchen, and we were all cooking in the kitchen cooking. And I said, this is what I want from y'all this year. This is what I want for my Christmas present. I want you to thank me. I want you to show me that you love me in your actions and in your words and in your communications with each other. And to me, that's the gift I want. You can't go out and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to show me that you love me.
Oh, Lisa, I love that.
And they were like,
how did they respond to
Mama, that? Can't we just go to Walgreens and get you a gift card? And I'm like, no, you can't, because that would make it easy.
Uh-huh.
Show me with that little pie hole of yours how much you love me. So, of course, Craig, and if anyone out there knows my husband, he's got the driest sense of humor. Oh, God, he's horrible. I had done something. I don't know what it was. I took the cornbread out of the oven, and I put it on the counter, and he turns around, and he says, thank you, honey. I love you, honey. I appreciate you, honey. You're the best. And I'm like, okay, look here, schmuck.
So, Lisa, are you starting to cook already for Christmas?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. We'll do that next week. We get it down to a timeline. The day before, I'll chop up all the vegetables. I will make the homemade breadcrumbs and then mix it all together, cook the dressing late that evening. The turkeys will get, you know, rubbed down. My husband loves to rub down the turkeys in olive oil with all the seasoning, and he sings to the turkeys. He sings opera. Or Italian, you know, solo mio. And he goes to town on these turkeys, and it is so funny to watch him. I've tried to video it and post it on Facebook, but there's a threat out there if I do that. He's going to put a hit on me. So I haven't posted anything like that. So the men take care of the turkeys. The women kind of prep, you know, the dressing it's made and put in the casserole dishes and stuck in the fridge, you know, broccoli and rice. Bless you. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of little bit of prepping, a little bit of cocktail hour the night before, and lots of family and laughter. It's good. And we also do a pig roast on Christmas Eve. We do. It's fabulous.
You do a pig roast.
We do a pig roast. It's a family tradition.
And so how do you guys roast the pig?
Oh, I have nothing to do with that. Okay. I just attend. Now, my brother-in-law does an excellent job.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually has this concoction thing. It's like a little tin tent with 2x4s hanging and this little chain with a thing with a hook, the pig, and a cage over a fire, and it slowly turns.
Wow.
And I think the men actually partake in this all day long just so they can sit out there and drink and watch the pig roast. But it's a great gathering. Then we have a wonderful meal that night, Christmas Eve, and it's just a lot of fun. And it's, you know, it's over the river. It's in Pineville. So it's just one of the things my kids look forward to. So we'll go do that, and then we'll come back to another family member's house, and we'll prep the turkeys and make the dressing and partake in a cocktail or two and just enjoy the evening.
And so, Lisa, I think what you said was so amazing because you described every woman's role pretty much at Christmas. How did that revelation come for you? Because it was just a revelation for me, and it's right on point.
You know, I've just been praying that God put me in the right frame of mind. I don't want to be that bitter mama. I don't want to be that gridlock mama. You know, I'm not going to fight you in the store for the last sweater. God knows if you need it more, honey, get it. Get it. I'll buy it for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't want to be her. Mm-hmm. I want to be who God really intended for me to be. I want my kids to remember me like a Hallmark commercial. And isn't that the stupidest thing to say?
Not at all.
Hey, there's a commercial on TV right now, and it's a kid walking around with his head in his cell phone as they're arriving at grandfather's, as they're baking in the kitchen, all these different things, snowboarding outside in the snow. And as the family is gathered around to open presents, he gets up and goes over to the TV and hits a couple of buttons. Mm-hmm. This whole time he's been making the most beautiful video, capturing the most intimate moments of his family during the duration from the moment they got out of the car and arrived at grandfather's.
Mm-hmm.
And I have chills telling you about it because I cry every time it comes on and my kids and my husband laugh at me because they can pinpoint when something has touched my heart, a movie, a commercial, they're like, oh, the waterworks, here she goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best commercial this Christmas.
Wow. You know, as we sit and we celebrate Real Women, Real Talk, you know, it's just about being real and where we are. If we can really locate ourselves, not only for the Christmas season, the holiday season, but just locate yourself for the next season. And I think that that's really and truly, I know for me, it's about locating myself. And I've been saying to my closest and dearest friends, and for those of you who listen, that's you too, about finding that real authentic place in my life and really being true and real to myself, being honest with myself. Why are you laughing, Lamia?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Girl, because I'm ready to party. That's why I love Christmas, so I'm ready to party. I'm not, you know, gonna.
What say. Are you doing?
She's fiddling with herself.
I'm fiddling with my clothes. Y'all know I was locked out. Thanks, David.
Hey, hey, it's not like my man doesn't have like 1,000 jobs to do.
He's a producer.
He's a producer.
He's got to produce
That's
it.
That's right.
Got to produce right. an open door.
But let me tell you, I was listening as I was coming in. And I was like, yes, you know what? It is Christmas. It doesn't really feel like it. It is.
Temperature-wise, you mean?
Temperature-wise, or just, you know, have that whole little Christmassy feel just yet. But let me tell you, I am, like, pushing myself to make sure I'm excited about it. Only because, you know, I know tradition is at our household, my mom makes the eggnog, that good eggnog.
That good,
you know,
good eggnog.
That good special eggnog. Mm-hmm. And we used to always sit and have this big family.
Do y'all drink it hot?
Yes, she makes it from scratch.
Wow.
Drink it hot. Mm-hmm. And you got this big clump of white stuff on the top, you know, but it seemed like it's special too.
What's you the know, big clump of white stuff?
You know, that's the little yolk, you know, okay, they make the little whipping that goes on top. And
when you
fabulous.
Whisk the egg,
yes,
the
it's
egg
called
whites.
Meringue.
Yeah,
meringue.
It has the nice meringue on top. And it's not, I mean, when I tell you it's good, by the end of the night, you can't tell what it was.
You
don't care what it was. It just starts tasting better and better. And then when you try to stand up, it hits you, you know. And usually that's our tradition. Well, you know, over the time, I've lost family members and stuff. So it really hasn't been the same way in a while. But let me tell you, this year, even though it doesn't feel like Christmas, by the time I finish next week,
it's going to be on.
It's going to be on. I'm pumping myself up.
What do you mean finish next week? Because you know Christmas is the early part of the week.
I'm going to
be late for Christmas.
No. What I'm saying is, though, it's like, you know what? My mom, when I walked in the house, she was like, she had her Christmas music on, and she said, you guys may not do lights or whatever this year, but no matter what, I'm still going to do Christmas. Because I was really in a slump about missing my family and, you know, my brother not being able to be here, my dad, my grandmother. It was like we went through this phase where it was just death. And we continued to go through that. And so now it's like, you know what? She's right. She is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to start drinking this weekend, continue to next week. We'll be good to go because by the time I finish, you know, Christmas and getting everything together.
Just having some libations, not really drinking.
Oh, no. It's, you know, there's six women, we split a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everybody has a toast, a cheer. I mean, and you know what? I want to talk about the death. This is a hard time of the year.
It is.
Where we miss those that have gone on before.
Absolutely. Let's do this, ladies. Let's get a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Christmas and what it really means. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by UD Insurance, UDB Insurance, and it's how you can successfully navigate the Affordable Care Act. And if you didn't get a chance to hear Wesley Watkins, he is so versed, so full of information about the Affordable Health Care Act, and you just really have to take some time and sit down with him, and I guarantee you it will work for you and your family. Again, UDB Insurance, the number to phone, 318-445-9359. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Davis One Stop, it's the best stop. It's located in the heart of Cheneyville, and anytime you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Legacy Floral Designs, listen, it's not too late to get a beautiful floral design that really smells, looks, and feels like Christmas. If you're looking for creativity, if you're looking for floral designs for any occasion, well, Legacy Floral Designs is your spot. 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville. You can phone Alan and his team, Alan Bryant, 318-321-1991. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, Walker Automotive. And don't forget, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. For more information on home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. And our friends at Get Wired Satellites. There is no reason, I don't care if you're in the country, I don't care where you are, that you should not have high-speed internet. You shouldn't have the best channels. But most importantly, they are masterful the best wiring. Yes, that's what causes your satellite to go in or out in bad weather. They are absolutely masterful. And here's the number. It's 318-767-2220, plus all of the best savings. Hey, everybody, it's Friday, December 20th. It's 8:13 a.m. Central, 9:13 Eastern, 4 days, 15 hours, 46 minutes, and 50 seconds until Christmas. We gotta get a break, but we're back right after this.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, but most importantly, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. If you're just joining the conversation, it's 19 after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 19 after 9 Eastern. We're joined by our regular contributors, Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, and missing this morning is Risa Bowie. But Risa, you are certainly in our hearts, you and your mother, and I had the opportunity to meet Risa's mom just a couple of weeks ago, and she's having some challenges with her health. But what we say, Risa and Deborah, is that the devil is a liar, and he comes to attack our health. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
So, Risa, this is what we want you to know this morning, that each and every one of us has you and your mother in our prayers. And we trust that God is perfecting everything that concerns her. And very, very early this morning, like at around 3 a.m., I woke up with you and your mother in our prayers. And this is what we believe. We believe that every organ and every tissue in your mother's body functions in the perfection in which God created it to function, and that he will restore your mother's health. And so I know it's challenging, especially not just at Christmas, but at any time of the year. And it's always challenging when our mothers are going through. Our mothers are our strength. They are our pillars. But we say to you, be encouraged. We miss you this morning, and we honor you as we honor all of the women who give themselves to Real Women, Real Talk, but most especially the ladies like Risa Bowie, Lamia Solomon, and Lisa Campo, who give so willingly. And as we were just thinking of just what to share with you guys, just a little token of the OPT's appreciation, DC and I, we just wanted to let you know that we are grateful and we are mindful that it is your obedience and your love to come in and share with our listeners every week your experience, your life, your hope, your courage, and even your humor. We don't take that for granted, and we don't take that lightly. And we know that it's changing lives, and for that we honor you guys. Risa, we honor you as well, though you're not here with us today. And every single Friday morning, we just see the power of God. We see God speaking through you guys to make an impartation. So for that, say to you, Merry Christmas and thank you.
You're very welcome. And we're very grateful and thankful for what you and David, the Christmas family, has not only brought into our lives as your guest, but into the lives of your listeners. You have enabled us to possibly be a voice in someone's life that we don't even know. And you all are a voice in people's lives that we don't know. And like I was telling you on the break, you know, my kids are getting a better mom. My husband's getting a better wife. And I've gotten out of my visits and time with you here, you know, being blessed to be on the show. I've gotten more out of this than 20 years of counseling has gotten out of me, honey. So it's, you know, it's definitely a blessing. This is a very divine opportunity, whether you're a listener or a guest, or as you and David, the producer and the hostess, you know, it's definitely a trio, or, you know, how you want to see that.
And that during the break, like I said, you know,
I said Lamia's getting, she's getting
that pit bull's getting soft.
I'm telling you, it was emotional.
She's getting
emotional
soft over there.
Because I'm telling you, it's like, oh God.
Lamia's getting soft on me.
Because I get so much out of this, and I was telling a friend of mine yesterday that, you know, you don't understand how much they affect me when I come on Friday. It's almost like a therapy.
It is.
And y'all give so much back to us. And then when you guys blessed us again this morning, it's like, you know what? You cannot ask for better people. Genuine friends with no ulterior motives. No, you know, we talk about that friendship that is just
the
like
bond.
The bond that we have. And it's just like there's nothing. It's like there's some people you can't tell if they truly love you and there's a true love for you. And every Friday when I see you, your mom, it's just a genuine love. There's nothing else to it but a pure agape love.
Oh, Lamia, how just eloquent she's
it's
getting.
Just, it's
she's I doing
know,
her studying.
But
she's doing her reading.
You know what? Forget it. You know what? Y'all done messed it all
look,
up.
No.
Okay.
I
digress.
We love
you. That's okay.
Lamia, you're just
I love y'all. That's all I'm
your listen. Journey is so beautiful to watch. Your journey is so beautiful to watch.
I
keep remembering.
It up now, Lisa.
No, I keep remembering that wide-eyed little all tensed up, deer in the headlight looking lady sitting at my kitchen counter having coffee.
Yes.
And honey, you have just rolled out.
I'm trying.
You were like this hard piece of dough that we have warmed to room temperature, and we are just rolling you out. We're getting you loose, and we're making you ready for big biscuits or something. But, you know, it's like it reminds me of the Scrooge. Sorry, but that comes to mind, where his heart grew two sizes.
You see what I'm saying?
But you know what, Lamia? We're laughing. No, you're doing
fabulous. Awesome.
And I just really, I am so blessed to see and to be able to share in you guys' growth. And you guys are really sharing in our growth, whether you know it or not. We're getting so abundantly blessed just by your presence. And last night, as I was thinking of you guys and Risa too, and all of the ladies, and
Lisa,
no, girl, I just got some mascara up in my eye. Now, come on now.
But see,
Lisa cries all the time.
This is what the producer really, because Real Women, Real Talk was not my baby. DC birthed this baby. And really what it's intended to do, and for all of the ladies listening that you say, you know what, I could be on Real Women. It is about your forum. It is about your opportunity to share with the world, literally the world, your mantle, what God has given you. And a lot of people get nervous because DC never shares what the topic will be. Well, we don't want people to be studied. We just want your heart.
Natural. Right.
Just your heart.
Natural reaction.
And see, this is one of those situations where there is no right or wrong. It's just how you feel about a situation.
It's a very now. I mean, this is almost like, let's come over, guys, have tea. We're going to sit around the coffee table and talk, and let's talk about what's bothering you today. And, you know, you said so many women hear us and say, you know, I could be on Real Women. You are on Real Women. You are Real Women. You are why.
That's right.
You are living the same journey as I am. And those of you who still don't think you are, I'm sorry, you're still living it.
But you know what?
Come on board.
You're absolutely on point. And a lady said to me, she said, when I hear Real Women, and you guys, believe this or not, people know you by name, and they know your personalities, and they said, it is so comforting to know that somebody is thinking what I'm thinking, but you guys have the courage to say it.
Well, God has put us in this position, I believe.
Yes, I think so.
He knows she's out there needing his voice, and he's just using us to get to her.
And I said, if he can use a donkey, if he can speak through a donkey, I mean,
he can surely speak to me.
How honored are we?
Was it Shrek? No, I'm just
was it Shrek?
donkey.
But, you know, as I was saying, I was talking about you with a friend of mine yesterday. And one
is that
of the
why my ears
season,
were burning?
Your ears had to be burning because, let me tell you, you were being blessed in a good way. Because I was explaining to him, and he's listening today, and I was explaining to him how we always talk, and it's just like a therapy. And, you know, he was sharing with me some of his issues or whatnot yesterday. But then he turned around and he says, you know what? I look at you and I realize all this time that, you know what? I've never just really been able to be free and not worry about being judged. I've never, you know, and now he's at this point. He doesn't care what everybody else think. And my words to him was, you know what? You can only be judged by the people if you care who's judging you.
Oh, that is deep and philosophical.
If you care who's judging you, then you feel like you're being judged. But if you don't care who's judging you, you shouldn't feel that way.
And I'm having something I keep hearing something. I'm thinking about something. I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but I want to talk about this.
Can you write it down and hold that thought?
Yes, I'll hold that
Write it down and hold that thought. But you know this morning's conversation is going to be about one of those personalities has come up with something. But this is about freedom. This is about freedom to step into the new season. This is about freedom to love and to grow and to be who God has called you to be. And you know how you start? You just start. There's no format. You just start. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by our friends at Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help providing real healthcare solutions for moms and children. Y'all, if you don't have the number, if you're not connected, Amerigroup Real Solutions is where you should start. Here's the number, 800-454-3730. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Big shout out this morning to Darlene St. Romain. Darlene, good morning. We know that you're so busy, but we bet you have a fabulous Christmas on tap. One of those incredible, incredible givers. Darlene, thank you so much for being who you are and doing what you do. Also, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, Foster Grandparent Program. Don't forget, it's not too late. You can share today and shape tomorrow by becoming a foster grandparent. You can get paid for it. You can get gas mileage. You can get fed. And guess what? You can be the change that you want to see in a young person's life. If you don't like the direction that they're going in, do something about it. I dare you. 318-484-2260. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. The official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization.
UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday, December 20th, 8:39 a.m. Central Standard, 9:39 Eastern. And I don't know about you, but it feels fabulous. We're so excited about the next season and what it's going to bring. But this morning on Real Women, Real Talk, we're joined by our regular contributors, Lamia Solomon, Lisa Campo, and Risa Bowie. We're missing you, but you and your mother, Deborah, are definitely in our thoughts and in our prayers. And before we went to break, Lisa and Lamia, we were talking about being free. And unless you really are free, unless you really are free, not a freak,
I'm sighing over here. Do you hear me?
Yes. Not a freak, but unless you're really free,
David,
you really don't understand it. And Lisa, you thought what about it?
First of all, I made my notes because, you know, my brain can be very muddy and forgetful.
All of ours,
and,
yes.
You know,
for some reason, the word depression is really weighing heavy on my mind this morning. I don't know if someone out there is wanting us to talk about this or needs to hear some information of yourself, but or hear some information on this. But my thoughts are this. We need to free ourselves from whatever it is that has us on this depression path. And we are all guilty. We all have something in our lives. Is it illness? Is it finance? Is it care for the elderly? Is it children are giving you a hard time with their choices in life? Is it loved ones who have passed? Remember this. We are to rejoice in the season that they shared here with us on this earth. And although they have passed, they are still with us in their soul, in their traditions that we carry on.
But let's stop right there, because I really feel in my spirit a lot of people are struggling with that, i.e. creating depression.
Yes.
Dealing with loved ones that have gone home to be with the Lord, and especially those people that, I mean, someone, they're burying someone this weekend, and I'm thinking about the Jones family. Barbara Jones' family, Derek, and help me with Derek's brother's name. I know it, DC, and it's Narian. You guys have been in our thoughts, in our hearts, in our prayers, as is the town of Bunky, Miss Zachary. You guys are in our hearts, in our thoughts, and in our prayers. And when it's so fresh like that, Lisa, it is just...
I understand. I do not disagree with that at all, because, you know, different situations put up different timelines depending on when it is.
Mm-hmm.
And around Christmas, I tear up still. It's I don't know what it is about the holidays that makes us miss them so. But I will. One of the things that makes me think about this is my mom. You know, she said to me at Thanksgiving that she is depressed. And I looked at her and I told her, my grandfather's been dead 11 years, and God loved that man. Mm-hmm. Love him to this day. Miss him to this day. See his pictures, hear his voice. I tear up every time. But I told her, you've got 12 beautiful, healthy grandchildren. Life is for the living.
Life.
He has passed, and we will all remember him. But live your life with your living grandchildren.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and we have to. My mom. One of the things I said at break is that, you know, during this last year, one of the things I've tried to grow out of is saying, I'm just full of anxiety. I can't handle it. You say what you will have. And so I have put my foot down and said, I will not have this anymore.
And you know what? This is powerful. And I don't know if a lot of people got that. But when you open up your lips and you let these things fall out of your mouth, I am depressed. I am broke. You know what? Those are words I cannot. I mean, I literally despise hearing people say, I'm broke. I'm broke. You know,
do something about it.
But you can have,
broke.
The word says you can have what you say.
And you can do all things.
I'm depressed. I'm filled with fear. I was telling a friend the other day, she said, you know, and she wasn't saying that she was fearful, but she just said some events have happened in her life. And she said, I know that my season is changing and I need to step out. She said, but since those events, I'm a little bit afraid. And I said, let's just change that. And instead of saying you're afraid, let's just say maybe you need to be a little bit more cautious.
The other day in Bible study, they said that anxiety is the opposite of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, is it really?
Fear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Well, I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I wanted to apply with that was, I'm not going to have anxiety anymore because I have all my faith.
That's it.
I'm just not going to have it
they
anymore.
They don't go together.
No, they won't. Now, it's natural to get scared. I'm freaking out. I'm scared. Okay, I'm scared. I said I'm scared, but I'm going to put my faith with the Lord no matter how scared I am.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much it doesn't look like at the end of the tunnel that your ends are not going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put it out
what
there.
What did I say to you, Lisa, when we were talking about that? I said, how many meals did you miss?
Not one.
I said, how many times did you not have heat?
Not one.
When it was cold, air, when it was hot.
My husband likes to say, we have not blown up into ashes yet.
That's it. And I said to a friend just the other day, I said, anytime. And you know what? I know it seems like I'm like this Pollyanna where I don't ever get moved, but yeah, I get sad, I get down, I get fearful just like everybody else, but I choose,
yes.
I choose to change that into what I expect and what I'm believing God for. And I said to this friend as we were having lunch, And I mean, the lunch went on and on and on because we just were fellowshipping. I said, anytime I get concerned about something that I'm believing for, something that's not happening, whether it's financial, whether it's someone on our guest board, whether we've been told no again, the publicists say it's not going to happen, yada, yada, yada. I said, you know what I do? I look back and I remember all of the things that God promised that he brought to fruition. I look back on those things and I know that now it's just a matter of when.
And it's in God's time.
And it's in God's
time. It is not ours, and that has been the hardest lesson for me to learn. And as soon as I embrace those words that I have learned to say every day, I'm going to let it be in your time. I promise. I promise I'm going to let it be in your time.
And you may vacillate on that because
it's
you're human.
It's gotten easier. Life has gotten easier when I have said, you know what? I'm not going to have anxiety. I'm going to let it be in your time. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have road rage. I'm not going to freak out paying bills. I'm not going to stomp my feet because my house is not immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
Let some of these vices go.
And you know what that is. That's called control.
I know. I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
I've said that to y'all.
Yeah. And we all have to work on it.
Yes. Me, definitely. Like, I know that I'm a control freak. But that I'm a control freak also. I feel I'm a control freak of my own destination.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know God has a plan for me, but I'm not going to let somebody else dictate what I'm going to do, not another person, you know? And so that makes me a control freak as well. So there, I think it's some pros and cons into being in control. Some people may use it for a bad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use mine for better, to better me, not to control you, but to control me.
I like that. I like that. And this is what I'm having to learn in the holiday season, and I know I've said it before, is that the only person, not even our 14-year-old son, the only person that I can control, that I can change, is me. And when I become a better me, what I have decided is that what I want in terms of treatment, in terms of love, in terms of giving, what I want, I intend to sow it. I intend to put it out there in the universe, and I understand that what I sow, what I put out there, it's got to come back. It's just the law.
Right.
Can I please just say this, because this is in my head so bad right now.
Go ahead.
If someone is listening and you are contemplating, if your depression is so deep and you're contemplating your life right now, please stop, kneel, and pray. The Lord will save you. He will take you. Ask his name. Say his name. There is something stirring in me right now.
Oh, let's just come against that spirit. Let's just bind that spirit of suicide and death right now. We bind that spirit right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, so let the spirit be in you this season.
Oh, yeah. You know what, devil? You cannot have the minds of your people. You cannot have their lives. We rebuke that. God said, whatever we bind on earth, it'll be bound in heaven. And we say to you, my sister, my brother, whatever those thoughts are, you cast them down right now. And even if you don't know the word, all you've got to do is simple. Just call on the name that is above every name.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus.
That's powerful.
Oh, gosh. That's good, Lisa. Hey, we got to get a quick break here. It's 8:48 a.m. Central Standard, 9:48 Eastern. It's the holiday season, and you know what? We can have what we say. And if you don't believe it, it's just like Victor said yesterday, just keep declaring. Keep making those affirmations. Keep affirming that God loves you, that God has a great plan for your life, that your future is bright. I don't care what it looked like yesterday. I don't care what happened yesterday. Yesterday is over. Tomorrow is not here yet, and all we have, when you look at the people, now, as I said this morning, I was up so early this morning at 3 a.m. just praying and just seeking God. You know what? For all that we don't have, you got to look at what you do have. You got to celebrate the here and the now. Tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. If you just learn to be, and I'm telling you this, but I'm telling me this too. I'm trying to just learn to just be. Lamia's making a joke. She said, I don't age and I don't sleep. you know what? I'm just learning to be obedient when God is speaking to me. And I don't like waking up at 3 a.m. I really don't. But you know what? There are things that I believe that God wants us to share with you. And when he wakes me up, I'm just obedient. And I'd say to you this morning, if you're having challenges, if you're having thoughts, wrong thoughts of taking your life or doing something that you know is not of God, I would say to you, even if you don't have the word living and abiding in you, just call on the name. Just call on the name. The name changes everything. And I think that was so perceptive. And the Holy Ghost downloading in Lisa Campo that there are people this morning having a tough, tough time. And I'm going to tell you, don't take a problem that is temporary and create a permanent solution. Because I'm going to tell you, there's no coming back from death. There is no getting a second chance. And the enemy will steal from you. He will trick you. And see, this is the funny part, is that the enemy will plant those seeds of doubt, fear, and unbelief in your mind. And then there will be a series of events that happen that'll make you say, see, I knew it. I thought that. And then it'll start to confirm. He'll start to confirm those negative, crazy things that he told you. I knew that was going to happen. I had a feeling that was going to happen. Hey, that is a lie from the devil. And I said this to my friend. I said, the word says that my sheep, they know my voice. And if you're hearing from a strange voice, you need to cry out, Jesus, that ain't the right voice. I know I got to get a break here, everybody. We're just running out of time. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, everybody. You're on point. Quick break. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, and sometimes you just got to get those housekeeping deals. You just got to get them out of the way. And sometimes they're those gremlins. They're those evil spirits that come to kill, steal, and destroy. But not today. Nothing is going to steal our joy. And, Lamia, you said what during the break?
You know, I was talking to my friend yesterday, and he was telling me he was in the middle. He got up in the morning and he prays with his kids every morning or whatnot. And he got back into bed and he wanted to say a couple of words to, you know, God, give some shout outs, you know. He said in the middle of praying, he could just hear this voice in the back of his head like, that's bullshit. You know, and he said like in the middle. In the middle
the filter,
of the
filter.
Oh, filter, filter, please.
Okay,
filter. That's BS.
You know, so anyway, he
BS
had this
would
man.
Be the politically correct he,
okay,
statement
so
she was trying to make.
I'm sorry. These are not the views of On Point Talk. So anyway, while he was praying, you know, the devil just came in and just start cursing at him to let him know, hey, uh-huh. what you're doing ain't right, obviously. Uh-huh. He said it scared him so bad he looked around the room to make sure it wasn't his wife, you know, to make uh-huh. sure, because uh-huh. he heard it that clear. That he had to get back down on his knees and start praying, you know, just really get into it.
Uh-huh.
But that just goes to show, like when you were saying earlier, that goes to show when you're doing something right, the devil.
He don't want that.
He don't quit. He don't quit. Mm-hmm. Whether you're saying your prayers, whether you're doing something good, it doesn't matter. Mm-mm. He is going to be on top of that. And it's going to be your faith
mm-hmm.
in God to say, I'm going to rebuke him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop.
You and know, I'm going to persevere, and I'm going to stand.
That's right. I'm going to stand, and I'm going to beat you back. As much as you try to get to me, I'm going to beat you back. Now, I didn't do so well this week, but you know what? I'm trying.
What did you say? You didn't do so
I
well?
I do so well this week, but you know
but
what?
Okay.
I'm trying.
But you know what
and
we say?
And that's what people need to know.
And that's what they need to know.
Right.
And this is what our Uncle New would say, and this is the newism, I hope, for the
I
day.
Uncle
for
New.
The I know, right? He would say progress instead of perfection.
Right.
So you don't have to be perfect.
Anybody who has failed has at least tried.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And I hope to see them try again.
And you know what? I said this. If you look at the person next to you and you see that girl or that guy that mm-hmm. may be in them booty shorts or whatever the case,
mm-hmm.
they're in transition, just like we are all in That's transition.
Right. That's right.
You know, we can't judge that
Stop
other person.
Judging.
That's right. And so also, I just got to give a couple of shout outs because we
ahead.
Have Samuel Ford in New York that is trying to listen through. It got so bad he said he was trying to steal the Wi-Fi from Starbucks from his job, and he's trying to get in, and he's like, I even called to listen through on the phone.
Samuel.
In New York, you know, and of course our people in Oakdale, Korea, and Stephanie. So we got quite a few people that are listening in and our people in Oklahoma. So just know that we are blessed
mm-hmm.
and that Carlette, the show is just blossoming, and it is a blessing to more than Louisiana. Just know that. Like, it is just, your season is just, it's here, but it's coming to, God's going to bless you more.
Praise
you
God.
And David, y'all don't understand how much you're going to have an effect on this world.
Well, you know
You're
what?
Just starting.
We receive that, and we trust God. We trust the process, and we have been speaking from day one that this will be a nationally syndicated show. We believe it, we declare it, we decree it. And you know what? I'm gonna say this to all of you who are listening. Don't let your dreams fall by the wayside. And we were saying to young David Christmas last night, it is so much power in writing the vision and making it plain. And you know what? We have on our dream board, we have the word syndication. It is there. We speak it We believe it. And guess what's going to happen? One day we're going to come on the air and we're going to tell you of the news. And you know what you're going to say?